Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen. Amen, amen. Be magnified to me. Oh boy.
As I preach a word, I'll decree and you'll.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That was Pastor Andrea Rose. Amen. She's said, be glorified and be magnified in me. Amen. We're excited about what God is going to do today. I think I'm on, and I'm hoping that everything is going according to plan. Amen. And that you're with me. For God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Yeah. God is faithful, man. So let's go ahead and get started in prayer. Amen. Father God, we come today first to give you thanks and to glorify and to magnify your name, for truly there is none like you in all the earth, God. You're a rock, God. You are the one that we can depend on. We thank you for all that you're doing in our life, God. We thank you for every trial, every tribulation, every test, that, and how far that you brought us. So we give this broadcast to you and say, come and have your way, Holy Spirit. We can't do this by ourselves. Every time we try, we fail, Lord Jesus. So we get every instrument, God, every note, every sound, God, the different platforms, God, we pray that they be going according to your will, Lord Jesus. So, and again, we thank you in advance for this today, this Friday, God, and we glorify your name again and again. So again, everyone, amen and amen. Again, everyone, welcome to the broadcast. This is Friday Night Joy. This is Reverend Ray. I haven't broadcast in a while, but I want to get back into doing it as much as possible as the day before. We're going to talk about a few things And with so much things that are going on, I want to encourage you and encourage myself and the church, the body of Christ, and those that know the Lord and those who at the beginning stage to stand fast or to stand still and to stand fast. So that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit and everything. I do want to remind you of different broadcasts, Declare the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall, his Savannah Grace. Amen. She is coming back. Amen. She's taking a sabbatical also. Amen. And, of course, we got Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Milgen. Amen. And that's on a Wednesday. And we just got a lot of different things that's going on. Amen. But we're grateful to God to be in the house of the Lord and be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get started. You know, I was contemplating coming on tonight. You know, normally I work on Fridays, and by the time I finish, I'm zonked out. It takes all my energy and everything. But I believe and I know that it was time for me to get back into doing Friday Night Joy, amen, and to get back in that place of rest with God and begin to study his word again, to be grateful for the things that he has done in my life, and to be grateful for the how far that he has brought me. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. I don't know your testimony, but I know my own testimony, you know, and I know that there's somebody out there that can agree that God has been grateful to, that God has brought a mighty long way, all right? Because the scriptures that was coming up with was stand fast. I found several verses that I wanted to read, amen, and just go over it. The first one I wanted to read is coming out of 1 Corinthians, verses 16, chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. And it says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. He said, let all your things be done. But he said, quit you like men. You know, in other words, stop complaining and stop wooing this knee and everything and be strong. He said, watch ye. In other words, open your eyes up. See what's really going on behind the scenes. See that the enemy is trying to destroy us. And the enemy is trying to discourage us. He's trying to take away us. They're trying to fill us, make us, get us so way bogged down that we can't even function. We can't even do the ministry that God has called us to be. But I believe that God is calling those, you know, right? That not to be weary of what we're doing, is to stand up, okay? Stand fast in the faith. Stand up in your faith. That which you say you believe in it. You've seen God, we've seen God work miracles time after time, time again, and we know there is nothing too hard for him to do. He said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, okay? Quit you like men and be strong. It's time for the people of God that no matter what's going on all around us, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the politics, what's going on in the churches, to quit you like men and be strong, you know? Be strong. Be strong in the power of his might, okay? Be strong in the power of his might, okay? And then the 14th verse, let all things be done with charity. The next chapter I want to look at, I'm going to read all of it, amen. It's coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, amen. And again, y'all, it's just to encourage you, to encourage me, to encourage the body of Christ to stand fast, okay? To be strong, okay? To stand still. All those things come into play. You know, the enemy is definitely going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour and everything. But even in the midst, he's raging and he's kicking up dust and he's a raving lunatic and he's doing all kinds of stuff. He's still for the last 17 years, he's been taking out our young men, as young as 5 and 6 years old and everything. The enemy is out there. But even in the midst of the chaos, God is still God. And that's what I'm asking again, to stand fast, okay? Yeah, and be strong in the power of his might. And this is what it says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1. It says, Paul and Salvagnus, and Timothy unto the church of Thessalonians, and God our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The letter says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you towards us, toward each other, abundant. In other words, he said, we are bound to thank God for each and every last one of you, but not only because of your faith. The growth is seething. We should be in a place that even though we're going through some trials and tribulation, that our faith in God should be growing and exceedingly, and our love for each other should be growing in bounds, okay? Should be increased, that we love each other as Christ loved us, you know, as his disciples loving one another, you know. So that's what we should be doing with each other, you know. So it goes on to say, verse 4 says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulation that you did. And all that you go, we glory in God in your patience and your faith. We know that you are going through some difficult times. We know that you've lost some loved ones. We know that you've had some diverse temptations and trials and tribulation that come and almost knock you down, and in some cases may have knocked you down into your knees. But even in the midst of that, we know that God got you. Even in the midst of that, we know that God, the peace of God and the faith that you have in him will keep you. Stand strong, stand fast, stand still. Quit you like men and be strong in the Lord. Amen. It says the verse 5 says, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that he may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which he also suffered. Whatever you're suffering and everything, you will reign, okay? That you might be called it worthy. So we're going through some things in this life. You know, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, I don't know where somebody may have believed that, okay, that means I got that everything is going to be all right. No, the enemy has declared warfare against you, more so than ever before. The enemy is looking at you, and he's sending out snipers just to take you down. And you got to understand what it is that you're going through, and you got to believe in the God that's going to bring you through all of this. I don't care whether it's sickness, okay, there's a sickness that leads to death, and there's sickness that don't lead to death. Whatever the case might be, you know, I remember my mother always telling me when she got ready to leave this world, she said, she was telling my brothers and my sister and myself that she was ready, you know, and she was aching in pain, but she was ready for come what may. She was ready. Stand still. Stand strong. Stand fast. And believe in the God that you believe in. Okay, verse 6 says, sin it is the righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. In other words, that means that even though that you're going through some trials and tribulation, the people that are doing you harm, they don't understand that they're messing with God's elite. They don't understand that they're messing with those that God has chosen for such a time as this. You know, they don't understand, okay, the recompense of tribulation to them that has troubled you, that they better put a snare before you, them that caused you to fall and to be weak and to take down to have a desire to take down the vow and the calling that God has placed on your life. That's why we're saying to you again, stand still, stand fast, okay, and see the salvation of the Lord. Be strong. Quit you like men, okay? Be strong and hold on. Don't give up. Don't give in, you know, but keep on seeking the things of God, amen? Keep on seeking the things of God. Amen. Verse 7 says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from the heaven with his mighty angel. There remains a rest. You know, we ain't seen nothing yet. When Jesus come back, man, he cracked the sky. You know, I mean, this is going to be a glorious time for those that was able to stand still and stand fast. So the task for us is to keep on holding on. Don't give up. Don't take down It's not time to slumber right now. It's time to be awake. You know, time to watch as well as pray. You know, eyes wide open, okay, and praying at the same time, watching. All right, when the enemy is coming, watching. You know, all around us is like all around us, and seeing and understand what is taking place. See, God doesn't want us to be ignorant in the disguises and the devices of the enemy. You know, He wants us to be wise with it. That's why He blesses us with the Holy Spirit to show us things before they happen, you know, and He equipped us with the armor of us so that those things that come against us will not stand. They will come to naught and everything. And even if they do cause us their harm, He that created us and He that breathed into us, the Holy Spirit that made us become a living soul, is well able to keep those things that we have committed unto His hand. Stand still, stand strong, stand fast. Amen. Stand still, stand strong, and stand fast. Okay. Next verse is verse 8. It says, "In the flaming fire, take vengeance on them that know not God, that they obey not the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ." They don't know that they open themselves up to all kind of vengeance from God. And there's a bad thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. We don't want God to God to be angry and stuff like that. But when He see His people being treated, He see that we're going through trials and tribulation, and other men or women are causing this, or demonic forces at work here, God is for us, y'all. You know. All right, verse 10 says, "When you should come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness in the work of faith with power." Not just faith, but faith with power. You know, we should be interceding. We should be praying one for another. Whether I know you or whether you know me is not really important, but I should be interceding for you, and you should be interceding for me. We don't always know what each other is going through, but we do know that God knows. You know, I don't have to know the details of your life to understand that their prayer is needed and everything. I don't need to know that you're going through a very troubled marriage and you're almost on the edge of divorce, or you want to be married so bad because the temptations are greater now than they ever were before, but you want to stay true to the word of God and not fornicate and not have a lustful spirit and everything. I may not be able to understand that and everything, but I know that God knows everything. You know, He will always find a way so that you can escape anything the enemy put in our path. Stand strong, stand fast, and stand still, amen. With all that is going on, stand fast, y'all. Don't give up. Hold on, you know. Be strong in the power of His might, okay? Verse 12 goes on to say that, verse 12 goes on to say that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Be glorified in Him. Amen. And be glorified in Him, y'all. This is what this is all about. That when that day comes that we stand before God, that we want to hear Him say, "Well done. You've been faithful over a few things," you know. This means that we didn't always get it right, but we were faithful over a few things. Stand still. Amen. Stand still. Stand still, y'all. We're looking to stand fast. You know. Be encouraged, you know. Know that God is with us. Amen. Give me 1 second. I want to turn to a scripture that I had. I was reading. Amen. Just bear with me. Amen. Okay. Yeah, that was going to go back to, I think I went to the wrong chapter, y'all. Amen. This is coming out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Amen. Let's see. This is verse 15. It says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. In other words, whatever the word came from, and the word comes through someone teaching or someone preaching, but the word also comes through the Holy Spirit, okay? So, therefore, brothers, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by the word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Establish yourself in every good word and work. Stand still, stand fast. You know that God is with you always. Know that God is with you. Always, I want to go forward just a little bit. Amen. I think the chapter, I thought I was reading chapter 1-2, but it was actually chapter 1. All right. This is chapter 2 of this, and then we're going to quit. We're not going to be before you long, okay? It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. In other words, all our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken and run or be troubled, neither by the Spirit, nor by word, nor by letters as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. In other words, things going to happen in life. Life happens. In this world we're going to have many trials and tribulations. He said, verse 3 said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed and the son of perdition. In other words, by talking about the Antichrist. He said, let no man deceive you, okay, by any means, that the day shall come. So there'll be a coming of falling away. You can always really see there's a falling away of men and women that was in the church, okay? I mean, and falling means the message means that they leave the church, but they change their doctrine. They change from the doctrine of Christ into the doctrine of men. So, I mean, a falling away doesn't mean they necessarily leave the church. They can still have the church, go to the church, preach, sing in the choir, and do all the things, but their ways are not pleasing to Christ. In other words, they know of Christ, but they're not of Christ, okay? All right? And verse 4 says, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship. You have people that are doing that now. They are putting themselves even above God. That's why we have to be in the play and be strong, stand strong, okay? It says, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God, sitting in the temple of God and showing himself that he is God. A lot of false doctrine, a lot of false messiah, a lot of people saying that they are God, and all that kind of stuff is going on even today. They're out there. There's some saying they're Jesus, they're the son of God. And, you know, I mean, just so much is out there, you know, that we got to stand on what it is that we believe and not be swayed by the doctrines of men that come and go and everything. Verse 5 says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Paul again, with the Thessalonians, is bringing all these things to remember. Sometimes we got to go back and rehearse the things that the Holy Spirit or our teaching has revealed to us and everything. That's all part of making us even stronger, okay, remembering the things, how far God has brought us, and the trials and tribulations that we came to, that God has already been there, amen. And now, he know that withhold that he may be revealed in his time. Verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he that now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. And then said the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. He's letting you know that that's Antichrist. The Antichrist spirit is already here. You know, you're already seeing the different things that are taking place. You know, it's different things that are taking place. We're seeing now already the great falling away. We're seeing men turning from the gospel of truth to the other doctrine and combining other doctrine that has nothing to do with the Bible. And we see those things, whether they be New Age Christian and everything like that. These things are already taking place. But again, we are to do what? Stand fast. Stand still, amen, and stand strong. You know, we that know the word of truth, we are to stand fast, stand still, and stand strong, amen. And Verse 10 says, with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them, they perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. They don't want to receive the truth. We can preach truth day and night, and people will rather hear a lie. That there's a lying demonic force out there, that people rather believe in a lie than believe in the truth. You know, you see it not only in politics, but you see it in every aspect of our life. They would rather believe the lie. And you can clearly see that it's the lie. But they'll say it's fake news, or they'll say it's this, or that, or they'll say it's a conspiracy and everything. But it's truth. It's truth. They're standing looking us right in the eye, okay? And for this God, God should send them a strong delusion. They should believe a lie. And that's what we're seeing. This is a prophetic word that's being spoken right now, that is true right now, that they would rather believe a lie. God sent them a strong delusion. No matter how much truth to give you, no matter how much gospel and truth of the word of God, of Jesus Christ you give them, no matter how much scriptures you read, no matter how many prayers that you pray, no matter how many times you fast, they still will believe a lie because they have been given a spirit of delusion. Amen. That they all may be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in the unrighteousness. And that's a danger, because the unrighteousness part of it, whether it's the lust of the eye or the lust of the spirit or a lust of any kind, you know, a pleasure, anything like that, it's unrighteous. There's a pleasure in that. And the flesh craves the very thing that we shouldn't even have. It's a craving there. I love sweet potato pie. Amen. I love anything sweet potato, any kind of sweet potato pie, man. You know, you fix me sweet potato pie, I'm good as gold and everything. But that's a craving for it, because sweet potato pie, at this point in my life, it's not good for me. Okay, it's full of sugar. It's full of all kinds of things that does not do the body good. But that don't mean that the flesh is not craving. But we know that we have a Savior that died. To have this flesh crucified. And we have to really depend and trust in him. Amen. Verse 13, I'm almost done. It says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the release of the truth. He chose you. He chose me for such a time as this. To salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit. We can't do it within ourselves. I can't sanctify myself. You can't sanctify yourself. Amen. But the Holy Spirit can. God can sanctify us through and through in everything, of everything that is in us and everything that is not righteous. The prayer becomes for us, God, whatever that's not like you in me or in us, God, please remove it. Okay, take it from my dick. Take it in levels of people that I know that. They have been smoking for years, and they wanted to stop smoking. And they asked God to take the taste of the cigarette from their mouth, or the smell that it would make them say. And God just did that, you know, and everything. Anything unrighteous, I don't care what it is, anything unrighteous, we know that God can do, whatever it may be. It says, verse 14 says, wherein you called, he called you and by our gospel to the obtaining the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, here we go. Again, stand fast. And hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. What are they talking about? All the things I just mentioned, all the temptations that are coming our way, the Antichrist spirit that is rising up and going into leadership positions from the pulpit up to the door, wherever, going into politics and everything, and declaring themselves that they are God, and God alone called them, and their way is the right way, and everybody else's way is the wrong way, and that can condemning men and women, amen, for the color of their skin, because they don't believe the same. I mean, all of this stuff is anti-Christ spirit, and God has no pleasure in that, in these things, okay? God has no pleasure. And then verse 16 says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work, amen. Every good work. And I want to read a couple more scriptures, and I promise we'll be done. Amen. I think I got them all. Amen. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 says, therefore, my brother, brethren, dearly beloved, and all and long for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dear beloved. Amen. Stand fast in the Lord. There's a couple others I want to do, but maybe I'll do that on another day that comes about standing still. Amen. But stand fast. Stand strong. Okay? Stand still. And know that God is with you. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Know that God has not left your side. No matter what is going on all around you, no matter the chaos and the craziness and the hate and everything. I was talking to somebody earlier about the amount of hate that people have for others' colors of their skin, and it just doesn't add up. And when there was a survey done, and they were trying to find out why do people hate the way they do, and nobody really had a good reason why they hate. Everything that the person was saying on why they hate a different race was PowerPoint presentation of stuff that they've heard before, and that they were just regurgitating the same thing. And because it was no truth in it, and what they were saying, they said thought it was true. This is why I don't like so and so and so. And there's no truth in it. It was a lie. It was a myth. In all cases, it's not the sum of all the people that you say that you hate because of the color of their skin. It's not the sum. Everybody ain't like it like that, you know. There's good and bad in all races, you know. But when we use the word hate and stuff, it's so powerful. So we have to be careful. We have to pray constantly and ask God to guide us and to lead us. Amen. Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you for joining me today. This has been Friday Night Joy. Amen. My name is Reverend Ray. Amen. Father God, thank you for this broadcast. God, thank you for the words that were spoken. God, allow them, these words, to apply to our lives at this time, God, that we might go forth and believe in you and trust in you. We need you, Holy Spirit, more than anything. We cannot do this by ourselves. Help us, God, to be strong in the power of your might. Give us the strength that is needed, God, to hold on and not give up, God. Keep us focused on the things of you, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, come with all your might and your glory, and you set the atmosphere, God. You do the paradigm shift, God. You do whatever is needed within our life, Lord Jesus. Help us today. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless y'all, and thank you for signing in and listening and everything. I hope there was a blessing. I'm sorry for those that was in the listen to the first part of this. Amen. There was no microphone on, I guess. I had to restart everything, but we was able to get through it, and I bless God for it. Amen. God bless you, and thank you. God bless.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.